Penguin Random House Audio presents Generation Friends, an inside look at the show that defined a television era, by Saul Austerlitz. Read for you by Barrett Letty. Introduction. They would gather, every few minutes, in clumps and packs. They were wielding smartphones, of course, and digital cameras, and disposable models you might pick up at a souvenir shop or pharmacy checkout counter. There were mothers posing with their daughters, European couples who looked as if they had only just stepped off the runway in Milan, and amateur photographers setting up shoots in the middle of the street. My friend Jennifer and I were having lunch, and we both found ourselves distracted by the onslaught of humanity in the street, although, of course, we were there for much the same reasons. We were at the Little Owl, a 28-seat restaurant in the West Village that describes itself as a corner gem with a big pork chop and an even bigger heart. We were there for the superb food, but more so for the location. Based on the establishing shot that displayed the building's exterior, the Little Owl was in the spot where Central Perk would have been. You know, if it ever existed. We were on a brief tour to find the traces of friends in the real New York of early 2018, and we were beginning our search with the polenta, for Jennifer, and the eggplant parmigiana, for me. There was something ludicrous and obsessive about our expedition. Friends had not only been filmed on a soundstage on the Warner Brothers lot in Los Angeles, it had contained only the faintest traces of New York, regardless of its claims to residency. We were equipped with a blog post listing some of the purported locations of the characters' apartments and a